Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Tell your smart speaker to play 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Fuck him now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You like it?
Thanks, catchy. What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
All right, welcome back into Sports Daily, everybody. It is the Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. We're glad to have you with us here. We've got Joshua Briscoe coming on this hour to talk Chiefs. We've got Shreyas Lada coming on this hour to talk KU. It is a busy and fun time of year, and we'll get you through all of it. And it's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring live music this Sunday. Details at wichitabrew.com. Send off your Sunday with live tunes, tasty treats, and good times at WBC Delano. Your spot for spring Sundays, visit wichitabrew.com for more info. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather. Thanks for finding us. Any way you find us, you can comment on our video stream, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can call in 869-1240. You can leave voice messages through the Odyssey app. You can email us at sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. TJ, you had a wardrobe change on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, and you still didn't find a Hawaiian shirt for Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
I stripped down. I was wearing like a, you know, the fuzz, like a mink. It was not actually a mink. That was a last minute, like, oh, the show's starting right now. What kind of, you know, what kind of hoodies do I have down here? And that was the only thing I had. So I wore that. And it's a little warm, so we have gone down to the.
Did you back off of mink just now because you thought people would be offended that you shot a mink?
No,
I don't think anybody actually thought it was a mink.
I mean, I backed off a mink just because I don't want people on the radio stream to think that I'm the kind of guy that wears a mink coat at 7 a.m.
Hey, it's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. If we need to bring, you know, a fur coat, I don't think I have a fur coat. Could probably borrow one from my mom. Maybe I don't know.
People still wear fur coats.
My mom has them and thinks they're the coolest thing. I don't think she actually ever wears them, but she still views them as like this luxury item. And she'll bring them out.
Gotta be warm.
They are warm. They are warm. I've tried one on.
All right.
I don't think people do. Maybe they do. I don't know. Hmm. Maybe in a different tax bracket than me.
I guess.
All right. Let's hit some headlines we missed.
All right, Sports Daily fans. Let's take you to the sports headlines Jacob probably didn't see.
All right, lots to get into. I saved a couple of these in college basketball. I saved a couple of draft things, and I got a couple of baseball things. Where do you want to start?
Let's go draft first.
Draft first. I will hit you with this one. The Cardinals. This is stupid. No, let's go here. Let's go here. Heinz, the ketchup brand. Heinz 57.
Okay.
Former owner of the Steelers namesake, no longer Heinz Field, RIP. Heinz is teaming up with Devin Hester to welcome the first Mr. 57 at the NFL draft.
Now, Hang on. You called Heinz. Heinz makes ketchup, but Heinz 57 is not ketchup.
No, no, no. But it's Heinz.
Gotcha.
They make the brand. Yes. Gotcha. No. Steak sauce, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyways, Heinz is teaming up with Devin Hester to welcome the first Mr. 57 at the NFL draft, awarding a custom jacket, ketchup for life, and a partnership with Heinz for the 57th pick.
It's of all the silly things we see, I'm fine with that. It's fine. It's fun that they went and found, I'm assuming, Devin Hester at one point was the 57th
pick. I guess.
Pick.
That's clever. I hope so. That doesn't make any sense. If not,
I like it.
Lifetime supply of Heinz ketchup. You're a ketchup guy. You seem like you love ketchup.
It's fine. It's fine. I like it with, it's good on a burger. I rarely like it by itself. The only time I really like it by itself, I'll eat fries. I mean, it is the best fry.
Who's eating ketchup by itself? Spoon and ketchup?
No. I mean, like on a burger, I like ketchup and mustard. On a hot dog, I like ketchup and mustard. Yeah.
Ketchup is the bottom of the condiment chain, and I'll put that on the record. If I'm getting a hot dog, like ketchup on a hot dog isn't
right.
No, that's like what you use it for, because you can't dip fries in mustard.
If it's not fries, it's got to be paired with another condiment to be good for me.
Ketchup is the child's condiment. Let's keep going. Other draft news here. This is a reach from who is this? Johnny Venerable. He's the host of a PHNX card. He does some Phoenix stuff out there. The Cardinals posted yesterday a graphic, and it says draft week. And it's, it looks like the steel thing, you know, where it's like, it looks like it's got like bolts screwed into the logo. Whole look.
Yeah.
They posted that. It says draft week. And somebody zoomed in on them, and the bolts look like they're like Lego bricks, kind of. And then they pulled a video of Ty Simpson at the Combine doing it, like a package on Ty Simpson saying like, yeah, in my downtime, I love building Legos. And it's like, oh my gosh, the sign, it's written on the wall, guys. It's Ty Simpson. It's so Ty Simpson.
You have to at that point. It's like Mahomes and the ketchup thing. You hear that and you got to make it happen if you're Legos.
Yep. All right. Basketball or baseball? Where you want next?
Let's go basketball.
Basketball. I got some Portland news. This one is actually, so there is K-State talk, which we won't have time to get into today. We can if we wish. They got a new guy, Timotej Malevich, from Slovakia. Played his freshman year at Miami. Was a former three-star recruit, averaged like 20 points a game in like the first division of the ABA in Serbia. So it's, pretty good Euro player. Didn't get much run at Miami. A 21-year-old freshman last year, by the way. So, file that one down under the thing. Okay. But he'll be a 22-year-old sophomore at K-State. He only scored 4 points a game at Miami, but he can shoot it like no other. He shot like 36% this last year, and like in Serbia, he shot like over 40%. So fits the mold, 6'8", he shoots threes. That means he's a Casey Alexander player. We talked about Paul Mbia. This is something to monitor as well. Tonde Yesufu, remember that name?
Not Tonde Yesufu. I remember other Yesufus.
Nope. Tonde Yesufu was the freshman from Baylor this past year.
Oh, yeah.
Lit the world on fire. Five-star recruit, averaged 18 points a game at Baylor. He went in the portal right before the deadline last night. And now there's a lot of speculation of the two big fishes that are sitting around waiting on one big fish named Tyron Stokes and have a check written out. Whoever doesn't get him might just get Tonde Yesufu.
Of Kentucky and Kansas?
Yeah. That's what
that
people are acting
Kansas
like.
Kansas' second Yesufu?
It's actually spelled different than Joe Yesufu.
Okay.
They're but not still, related.
Same, not just another Yesufu, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah. I'd have two nickels. Happened twice. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a stud, dude. I'd love Tonde Yesufu.
Yeah, those are the kinds of players where I'm like, yeah, give me a collection of them versus Stokes. I think I'll take the college.
I mean, that's not this is very much like somebody made the point. I can't remember who it was, but like if they got him, this is like he's going to be like the number two or number three player in the portal. Probably he'll be right under Mopsilovich, I bet. He's the kind of guy where it's like
so. What is the holdup on him?
He just went the portal yesterday.
Okay, so he's not because I'm not seeing him ranked yet. Yep. So. Is
he just
officially in
last night as of 7:30.
Okay.
So, anyways, he's the kind of guy, though. He's not a like if they don't get Stokes, it's basically like scratch off Stokes' name and write his name. Like, it's I listened yesterday to one of the national 247 guys talking about Stokes, and they're like, how much money is he actually going to get? Like, what is this? Is this an astronomical number? And he said that, like kind of what we've been saying is that, like, you just need to treat Stokes like he's one of the top five players in the portal, basically. Like, it's one of those. And so, you know, it may not be Floyd Badunga money if the bigs are getting paid that much, but he's definitely getting as much as any wing in the country is going to get. So, sidebar.
I mean, he was, you know, is Stokes going to come in and give you 18 points and 6 rebounds a game?
I mean, probably, honestly.
These are the kinds of names. I just, like, these are the kinds of players for me that I'd rather have, because I don't imagine he'll be as expensive as Stokes.
Yeah.
Give me Yesufu and another player, and I'm gonna take that option if it's my choice. Like, yeah. I'm not feeling it with doing all this for a freshman that's never played before.
Yeah, something to be said about it. Another national college person on Tyron Stokes. So he shared, I don't know if you're aware of this. This is going to just pee you off. Stokes shared on his Instagram story the other day. Were you aware of this news? He posted a post. You can, like, reshare a post on your Instagram story. You don't know how any of this works. He reshared an Instagram post that he posted back in November of his top three of KU, Kentucky, and Oregon. And he just reposted it the other day. And so everybody's like, oh, a decision must be coming soon. And then some people are reading into it even more and saying, like, whoa, we thought this was a two-horse race between Kentucky and KU. And the only thing that kept Kentucky in the race is because they were a Nike school. And now Oregon is on this. Is this man who's going to Oregon?
Do people your age enjoy this? Tracking what Tyron Stokes reposts on Instagram?
Tyron Stokes enjoys it.
For sure he does. I'm saying, like, consuming it. Because I think people my age and older are just like, what the hell are we doing?
Makes you feel smart, man. Look at, you're sitting there looking at it, it's like, ooh, what does it mean? What's the code? What does it mean?
Yeah, I think it's it might be my least favorite thing in the world. All right, I can't understand it.
Let's keep going. Run out of time. More college basketball. You know the name Antoine Jones, Jacob? I know you don't. He's from UNC Greensboro. He's going into the portal. 6'6" senior, previously played for Memphis, Creighton, Louisiana Lafayette, UCF, Bethune-Cookman, and UNC Greensboro. He was a member of the 2018 high school recruiting class, Jacob. Ninth year of college basketball. You know how long he's played basketball? Whenever he transferred from Memphis to Creighton, he had to sit out a year back then.
That's insane. Man, you got me on Yesufu. Now, you should have just said, you know that Baylor dude that's awesome? He entered the portal last night, and you had me there.
You watched much Greensboro last year?
No, but I did watch Baylor, and they weren't very good, but he's good. I'll take him over Stokes. I'm planting my flag there right now. All right, we'll come back. Joshua Briscoe should be joining the show. Talk Chiefs.
Sports Radio KFH.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. There are delays on I-235 southbound, moving on to K-96 east. The backup starts at 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Cloudy skies will eventually clear out this afternoon. Strong south winds, 15 to 25 and gusty, and a high of 73. Clouds come right back in tonight. Breezy and mild overnight, low 62. Clearing skies, windy and warm on Thursday with a high of 83, but thunderstorms are likely during the evening. Those could be strong, if not severe. Mostly sunny and really nice on Friday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Odyssey Sports Draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The Mets' losing ways continued on Tuesday. They fell 5-3 to the Twins, making it 12 in a row that they've now lost. They at least got some good news that Juan Soto is going to return later on this afternoon. He's back in the lineup for the Mets, but 12 in a row with a payroll as high as the Mets have. You've got so many players that you're paying a substantial amount of money and they can't win. I don't know how Steve Cohen does it.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily, Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. You know, I mean this in the most endearing way possible. I knew that I was like, we're going to get Briscoe in on a Wednesday, and I can guarantee you that he's a man that has some options for a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Thank you, Josh. TJ is a fun hater, world-renowned. He'll wear a fur coat in hour number one, but won't wear a Hawaiian with us on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. So glad to have you here, rocking, celebrating the correct way on a Wednesday. It's hump day. We got to get the, you know, we got to get this thing going to the end of the week. Let everybody know we're ready to have a good time.
I mean, this is not in any way an exaggeration. I could wear a different Hawaiian shirt with you guys every week during the football season and never have a repeat if that was the prompt. I have my array of ridiculous to just kind of the daily drivers. I'll say, Jacob, I'm impressed by you having the regular staple in your life this way, because I also, I mean, this is a compliment. You give off professional broadcaster in so many ways, you know, like it just feels like you have your ducks in a row, so to speak, as the pro that you are. TJ, I never would have guessed you were a fun hater. Wow. I thought you were a fun guy.
I joined after this bit started, and I've taken it to be my official stance to just hate Jacob every Wednesday morning when this happens. When the stupid ukulele starts playing, I just have to roll my eyes.
I got nice. Max like the producer it. Leans in too, and now he has us the Hawaiian cut up, some Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. But I am a dad of three and one on the way, Josh. I must own a number of Hawaiians. Yes. And I do. Yes. At this point, I've repeated this, but I bet I have 20-ish Hawaiians to choose from.
So. Variety is the spice of life, they That's say. Right. I don't know who said that. Hopefully it was somebody who didn't later do something horrible. But that, I just think it's important. You know, I don't have a ton of closet space, but I could argue I've got too many clothes. If I had to pare down my entire wardrobe, I think I could subsist on 3 Hawaiian shirts, a drawer full of tank tops, and a couple of cardigans. That's kind of where my style has settled in lately, and I'm just so tickled that's so in lockstep with this beautiful radio show.
You gotta let people know. You know, you got, how else are they supposed to know? You gotta let them know. It's because of Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, by the way, and I'm sure that you're aware of this, but I was not because I'm a little older and unaware. Careful, I've been wearing a Hawaiian with the upside down pineapple for years now. And didn't didn't make that.
We
learn things. We learn things. So for you know, for all the people watching all these years and being like, huh, well all right then. There you go.
I'll tell you a very, very brief story about somebody, a listener of the show saying hi. We were getting gas somewhere. Me and my producer at the time, Rudy, we just finished a radio remote somewhere. We were fueling up somewhere, and I was wearing a hat that has a little pineapple on it. And one of our mini liners for the radio show back in the day had me saying something absurd about, like, look at me. I got a little pineapple. And so that played for months or whatever. And then eventually at this gas station, this guy comes up to Rudy and I, we've got the, you know, the radio station car and everything. And he comes up to me and he points at me and he goes, oh, you're the guy with a little pineapple. And I said, yes, sir, I certainly am. Thank you for solidifying my legacy. That was years ago and I'll never forget it.
Thanks for noticing. All right, let's talk draft here. It's all over the place, Josh. You know, we looked at this a long time ago and wondered what they might do. Well, they signed Kenneth Walker. Okay, check that box. Everything is on the table outside of quarterback, isn't it? Trades either direction, players at all the different positions, I guess quarterback and running back. Anything else is there for them. It feels like they're in a position of a little bit of strength to me here to do whatever it is that they want to do.
I think that they here's where obviously we've spent months in this. I have recounted a couple of times this week talking to you guys. I think it must have been the last time we talked at the end of the regular season. It was like, all right, well, this season's essentially been over for a few weeks. What do you want them to do? And I told you, my heart wants them to draft Carnell Tate, a guy who I don't believe will be there at number 9. I don't think he'll be a Chief. But like at the very beginning of the draft process, my heart was on Carnell Tate, but I think we agreed at the time that edge rusher was the responsible thing. But for me, it's pretty definitive, or it was pretty definitive in December and January, that the thing they most needed to reinforce in this draft was edge rusher and pass catcher, or even just pass rusher and pass catcher, if you will. We've had months of chaos and the smoke screens and the mock drafts and all sorts of things. And the Trent McDuffie trade obviously totally changes the math. I'm at a point now where I am back to where I was at square one. And frankly, I'm not sure I ever really left, but I wanted to at least evaluate, you know, what are all of these options. All of the tackle talk of the last few weeks has just made my head spin. Not at 29 or at 40, but at 9 overall. I just don't see the vision for that. But ultimately, I'm at a place now where if you said, hey, between 9, 29, and 40, however they move, they need to make 3 top 40 picks in my mind. I don't want to move that 40th pick for other spot adjustment if I can help it. If they leave those 3 picks with an edge rusher, a wide receiver, and something else, I think I'll be content. That to me is where I stand, where there is some flexibility. If what Brett Veach said about the defensive in-depth into the second round, if that's true, then yeah, you could take Caleb Downs at 9. Maybe you try to move up for Casey Concepcion in the 20s, and then you just take the best edge available at 40. You could do that. I think still the best case scenario is probably Bane at 9, trade up for your favorite receiver in the 20s, and then take whatever the best player available is at 40, but they need to have more flexibility than that, to your point, because this top 7, top 8 picks, obviously top 7 after Mendoza, could go in just about any direction. It's kind of fun and kind of scary.
And that's the point I made earlier in the show, Josh, is that it feel, you know, I said the old cliche is always that after the first 3 quarterbacks go, all right, the real draft starts now. The real, like, nobody knows who's going to go at 2, honestly. Like, we've looked at different, like, 3 different mocks today, and they had different ones who's going to go at 2. If you are the Chiefs, And we've made the point that they've got the capital that they could move up to, you know, three is reported, stuff like that. Like, you know, is there a scenario where it's like, we want him, but I have no idea if he's going to be there at four, if he's going to be there at five, like do they move up? And if they do move up, I don't even think that there's a clear answer of who they take if they do move up.
It's such a good question. It's just so hard to hear a question from someone not wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'll try to power through. But I don't think for me, for at the price point there would have to be, I don't think a move up to three is going to make fiscal sense to me unless they love Arvel Reese, a guy who you thought was going to go two for the last 3 months. Maybe it is David Bailey at two. But to that point, like if they wanted to move up to six with the Browns and no receivers have gone yet and they do love Carnell Tate or they do love Jordan Tyson and the Giants didn't take him at five, then I would understand, especially with what we like the precedent we have right now where it seems like you're not going to have to pay as much on the dollar to move around in this draft because it seems like the consensus is that there is not much of a consensus. So if the Browns aren't charging overpriced to move up three spots, if you wanted to do that to get a guy you didn't think would be there, that makes sense. Peter Schrager, who tends to know things, like every mock, you should take every mock with an entire bucket of salt. But Schrager tends to know things and tends to know things about the Chiefs, at least he has in years past. His mock today, he has the Chiefs and Cowboys just swapping their two first-round picks, and the Chiefs drop down to 12 and still get Reuben Bain. I think it was an Omar Cooper for them at 20, and I'd rather have Concepcion, but I'd be happy with an edge and a receiver in the first round, kind of however you get there. I think it is very likely that they don't pick at 29. I think it's most likely that they just have to sit and wait things out at 9. I just don't know if it's worth the cost. But then if you're moving something in the day 3 pick range, or maybe a couple of picks, you're doing some pick swap, something like that, to move up from 29... It probably have to be day 2 range, I should say. But if you're moving up from 29, you might be able to buy yourself 5 or 6 spots there without losing a worthwhile dart throw, which is kind of what I think of some of those mid-round picks being. I could see them moving up from 29. I'd be a little surprised if they move up from 9. And the way things are going with Bain, it seems like he should, air quotes, should be there at 9. If he's the guy, be patient. If they think there's a significant difference between Bailey and Reese and Reuben Bain, I could see them doing that if they think that they can pull the trigger relatively cheaply.
That's my preferred path. Joshua Briscoe, Chiefs Insider, Chiefs Radio Network, joining us here. That's become my preferred. If the Cardinals are willing to dance, I'm hoping the Chiefs go get Reese or Bailey. They have not had. Who was the last truly elite rusher off the edge that they've had? When was the last time they just had a good pass rush in general? I mean, it's been so long. It's sort of like the left tackle conundrum on the other side of the ball. They just keep trying and never finding the answer there. And they have poured buckets of resources into it. Just go get one of those guys. 29 is a pick to me. Like they like to get cute down there in the first round. Like I'd be willing to go up to 3, even if it costs me 29 because they have 40. I'm fine with it if it gets you one of the true elite players in this draft. And I do think both of those guys are two of the true elite players in this draft.
That's the follow-up question is are those guys on a distinctly different tier? And I would probably tend to agree that it would be, I'd be fascinated if they did it for Reese, but really for either of those guys, it would be fascinating for them to move up that way because those aren't the types of defenders they've invested in that way. Like even, you know, Felix Anudike Uzomah was an outlier and he was pick 32 and you're drafting in Kansas City and his success or failure doesn't impact what if the Chiefs should draft David Bailey, right? But if you just said, hey, don't look at the big boards, watch Arvel Reese, David Bailey, and Reuben Bain. Watch them play college football. Who does Steve Spagnuolo most want on his team? I'd be able to point to Reuben Bain pretty quickly, even though I'd probably say that Reese and Bailey have higher ceilings for their NFL careers. I haven't heard anything about the Chiefs and Reese until like this week, and even that's just like purely speculative. And because I just didn't think he'd be there. It seemed like he was going to be the guy at 2. If this was a draft class where you had a Will Anderson type, first of all, the Jets wouldn't trade back.
Right.
The Cardinals wouldn't trade back, right? But if you had a guy like that who was a clearly dominant player that has the... comparing anyone to Myles Garrett is unfair because there's one Myles Garrett. And thank God, because I don't know that we could handle two of them. But like if you had another player at that level, I'd be very interested in moving up. If you said that you're either going to get David Bailey or Reuben Bain and whoever you draft at 29, I've got to take the second bucket there because I do think there is a need for multiple positions to be really infused with not just talent, but the rookie contracts that come with these picks, the fifth year option that comes with maybe if you get this pick right this time, that's really valuable. And that 40, I guess you can change the math a little bit and you say, okay, you're trading number 9 and Trent McDuffie for three and whatever else, right? And I really want the Chiefs in an ideal world to come away from those top 40 picks with, again, Bain, their favorite tier 2 receiver, and their favorite corner at 40, whoever that may be. Or if they really do love Jordan Tyson, if he's there at 9, if they really do love Mekhi Lemon at 9, take him there and then hope that Keldrick Faulk is available at 29 and then do it again at 40. I do think they have a lot of good options here. We're just so close now that it feels like everything is just spinning around this universe and we don't know what's going to happen after 1, which is really bizarre.
Like what I said is that, you know, you can make this as an argument for the Chiefs trading up or for the Chiefs staying put or for the Chiefs trading back. Honestly, it's in the eye of the beholder here. But I brought up Veach's comments the other day in his press conference that he did. And he said, like, this is such an interesting draft because, like, the non-premium positions, like, there's no, like, true, like, this quarterback has to go here. This guy needs to go here. Like, there will, I don't think there's going to be much drafting for fit, period, in the first round. I think that there's so much volatility of 2 through, I mean, what do you want to say? I mean, 40. Like, it feels like it's kind of nuts there. Like, do you think that that's something to where it's like, that can be an argument to stay put, to be like, we could get a guy at 9 that could have been a guy at 5. Caleb Downs, you brought up, is mocked to 5 so many places.
Yeah, I do. And again, that there have been people who have said, like, not that he would go here, but there have been plenty of people who I respect that say, I would have Reuben Bain 2 on my big board behind Mendoza. And if you can take him at 9 or trade back with the Cowboys and get him at 12, I'm not banking on that. I just, you know, saw Schrager do that this morning. If you can get him at 9, and I think I'd rather have Bain at 9 than Bailey at 2, or Bailey at 3, I guess, for this case. And I don't know, I'm thinking now, like, should I have watched more Arvel Reese and figured out how Spags would... I just didn't think that was going to be a question.
Right.
But if you're talking about Bain and Bailey, yeah, I'd rather have Bain at 9 than Bailey at 3. And I guess I'd rather have Bailey at 9 than Bain at 3. I think that because there is such a fine margin there, I also do wonder if Veach is telling the truth when he kind of talks about there being a top 9 or 10. Is that just a convenient number or is that true? Where you have 9 or 10 first round grades when in other years you might have 12 to 15 true, and again, first round grades. Not that they'll go in the first round, but guys that you think are worthy of that level of pick. If Veach was telling the truth, you probably do want to go ahead and be able to fire on your pick at 9, or if you think other teams disagree, and again, the Cowboys jump you for Sonny Styles or whatever it would be, then you might be able to bide your time, and then things get really wacky again from, let's say, 15 to 40. If those guys are all the same player, then you shouldn't trade up from 29 either. You shouldn't trade up from 40 either. You're throwing darts at that range. I do wonder if they have other wide receivers. I know I've just been hammering receiver every time we talk every week for a year now. But if there is a receiver like Concepcion who they think this guy's ceiling is higher than being the fourth receiver off the board here, that's a trade up that I'm not going to balk at for even a second. Because I think for what the Chiefs need, I think I would be willing to give up one of those picks to scoot up a little bit for Concepcion instead of Boston at 24 or whatever it might be. But I don't think I'm willing to pay the premium from 9 to 3 as long as one of those defenders gets there. Again, like Caleb Downs is a great example. He might be the best football player in this draft, non-premium position. Now, what's interesting is the Chiefs signed non-premium positions in free agency, and so that cupboard is still pretty bare.
Well, and with a couple minutes left here, Josh, your point about the extra first year and your point on receiver, especially with it's unlikely, I would say, that the Chiefs sign Rashee Rice to a huge deal that right. He's going to get somewhere. Receiver, edge rusher, and as much as it makes you cringe, tackle. Premium, high-paid positions, I think we got to keep that in mind as maybe the options there. Because when I'm watching Alec Pierce make whatever it is, $30 million a year, man, having a receiver with the extra, like that's got more weight. So does edge rusher. Those are two expensive positions. I think you might be onto something, and I think that might be where some of the tackle talk is coming too, to be perfectly honest.
I agree, and I'll add cornerback to that as well, yeah. Which is we're kind of brainwashed because I think the three of us would be a decent starting trio for Dave Merritt and Steve Spagnuolo. I don't think we have the measurables. I don't know if we have the length or the speed, but I feel like we'd just let us do some press man. I do still think that the Chiefs' strategy is probably to keep just stealing value in the middle rounds at corner. But if they think the medicals on Jermaud McCoy are fine and they take him at 29 or 40, they're going to get an unbelievable football player as long as his knees are okay. Jordan Tyson, very similar argument, different specifics, but a similar idea. But no, I do think that's right. And that's why if they take a tackle at 29, I won't be apoplectic. I'll be like a little bummed because I don't think it's the best use of resources where the roster is right now. I think that on some level, like Esipole is probably further along than Jalen Royals. If you're just going to like combine, you know, who's the next man up. And you do have Jalen Moore this year. And to your point, maybe Jalen Moore and Rashee Rice are in the same kind of bucket. The issue is your third tackle doesn't play real games unless there's an injury. You need a rotation of defensive ends and wide receivers to take you into the next era.
I agree.
Josh, Jacob, breaking news. The Royals just announced they're moving to Crown Center.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Josh, let's do it again after the draft. We'll look back at it here in the next week or so, maybe even on a Wednesday, so we can rock out the Hawaiians.
I might just wear the Hawaiian shirt either way, just to get under TJ's skin.
Yeah. Now you know how to push the buttons. Josh, we appreciate it. We're coming right back. Follow Josh at JB Briscoe on X, all the different places. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Traffic is still a little sluggish on I-235 southbound. Moving on to K-96 east, the backup starts at 37th Street. I-135 is a little slow, too, in that area. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. Cloudy skies will eventually clear out this afternoon. Strong south winds, 15 to 25 and gusty, and a high of 73. Clouds come right back in tonight. Breezy and mild overnight, low 62. Clearing skies, windy and warm on Thursday with a high of 83, but thunderstorms are likely during the evening. Those could be strong, if not severe. Mostly sunny and really nice on Friday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go... You know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Glad to be with you on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. And a Wednesday we just got, and we'll get to this in a little bit, the Royals announced in a partnership with Hallmark Cards that they're going to Crowd Center, as TJ mentioned right before the break. But let's talk a little KU. Shreya Slada, Paul Mbia is back. You've reported on this. I guess it's odd. Is it odd anymore to have, you know, this kind of play out the way it has, such public-facing commentary from a player representative? I don't know. Is this kind of normal for you now as you follow these things closely?
It's only normal if they're willing to talk. And I did not expect to have three Paul Mbia related stories this offseason. But, you know, that's where we're at. And people want to read about Mbia, so I am supplying the demand there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, negotiations went to the 11th hour. I mean, he didn't announce his return until like 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, really. You know, the portal was supposed to close at 12 or 11:59 p.m. really. And he's back. I think Kansas fans are happy. I know he wanted to come back. I think he was finding that number, that, you know, him and his representatives wanted. Yeah, it was an interesting, 24 hours yesterday.
Hey, no money can buy his loyalty, and no obstacle can break him either. He said it in a statement. He's coming back.
In a statement?
It was shared by
statement. Yeah, that was his statement.
It's a poke at AI from me. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was definitely ChatGPT. I'm gonna be honest. But yes,
I stared at that and I was like, is this real? Is this a real statement right now? It's like, oh,
I sent it back and I was like, why are those quotation marks in those places? Like,
that's the best part about it, is that the quotations aren't even the entire statement. Whatever.
You're quoting yourself and you didn't even include the whole quote of yourself.
These are journalism nerds talking about quotes, whatever. We're arguing, Trius. Where's Paul Mbia going to be on this roster next year? Like, in a market that's full of big men, to his, you know, management's point, a market full of big men that are getting paid all across the country, and that, you know, KU is looking at Anton Bonk and names like that. Like, where is Mbia? Is he a starting caliber center at KU?
It depends on how they fill out the rest of their team. If they decide to go budget option, I'll say. I think Paul and Bia will absolutely contend for a starting spot. As long as they don't go out and get Cham from Cincinnati, which I'm not sure he's coming because I know Michigan was in the lead there, according to reporting, and they didn't want him to leave campus. We'll see what happens with that. But I feel like right now the big men market is so bad. I don't really know if anyone else out there is like definitively much better than Paul and Bia. You know, like Bunk to me is just a guy that who takes up space. Guys, I've said this before. I said on the Pahee podcast, I don't get the Bunk hype. He averages 11 a game.
I'm telling you, we watch Conference basketball and we say the same thing.
Yeah, like I was like, dude, he averaged 1.6 a game at Providence in the Big East. Like, so 11 a game in the American Conference probably means what, like 5, 6, 7 points a game off of lobs or something in the Big 12.
We just get eaten alive by the Big 12 bigs.
Yeah, I also just think, I mean, like the best thing about Bonk is he's a big guy that takes up space in the lane and theoretically would help the rebounding issue they had last year. But I don't know. I think the entire market right now is really, really bad for bigs, and guys are getting way overpaid than they should. I mean, like I've reported this before, Flory made over $5 million from multiple sources. I'd heard multiple people say $6 million. Somebody said 6.5. I was told from NBA's camp that Flory was at $5 plus $2 million incentives. So, you know, the one consistent thing is bigs who are good are getting overpaid. Bigs who are bad are getting overpaid. And average bigs are getting overpaid. I mean, if 1.6 is what the market is for an average big right now, I like Paul Mbia. I think he has potential. He just showed a lot of flashes in those two games. But the guy averaged 1.2 points a game and 1.3 rebounds, played less than like 20 minutes a game, I believe. And, you know, I'm just like, to me, the production of Paul Mbia did not match up to the caliber of player I could think he could be. Because if you go back and watch the early tape, he was doing a lot of things that you don't see at KU. And I think that's one of the things this management was telling me about is like, you know, when you look in the market, like, who do you think is better than Paul? And I'm like, well, in my mind, the one definitive is Chomps from Cincinnati. And then he was like, what his representative was like, well, if he was on Kansas, he would never play because they'd play Flory over him or whatever. There was not a super high level of respect for Flory from a member or two in Mbia's camp. I think they believe that Kansas didn't develop Flory's offense, which they're pretty right to be honest. I mean, like Flory didn't have anything outside of 10 feet.
Well, let's be fair though. Kansas has a long history of developing bigs offenses. Maybe that's as much a Flory thing as it is a Kansas thing.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah, I mean, I offensively, I think he could have taken much more. Like, you know, we still didn't see the jumper. We didn't see a lot of things that you need to see for him to be a legitimate first-round NBA prospect, in my eyes. But yeah, I don't know. The market for bigs is so mad right now. I mean, the expectation is Kansas will pick up one more big, whether it's Christian Reeves or Anton Bonk or, you know, the home run in Cham or somebody else. But we'll see. You know, like I'm intrigued to kind of see it all play out.
I want to play a game with you here. So give me, outside of the bigs, we'll start with this. What is a name of, you know, another position of a player that Kansas may be in on?
Victorious Miller from Oklahoma State, I think, is a good shot. I mean, Kansas recruited him out of high school.
So let's say Miller, and if Yesufu gets in, would you rather have Miller and Yesufu or Tyron Stokes?
I knew you were going there.
I'd probably rather candidly, I think they're going to end up with this. Is guys, I do not yell at me because I'm not in the prediction business or the recruiting business, but from what I'm gathered, I think Kansas feels like they have a really good shot at landing Tyron Stokes. And I learned from a non-Kansas source in the NBA world, the meeting at Kentucky for Tyron Stokes went horribly, like both ways. So last week I was told from a source on the KU side, they feel like a decision is coming soon. Now, Tyron Stokes is doing the thing that he loves to do where he's gathering attention with every emoji, every this thing. He's trolling the entire world. But I think by the end of this week, we will know where Tyron Stokes is going. My prediction right now, based on the intel I know and kind of what I've heard, I think he's going to end up at Kansas. We don't know for sure because that guy is an enigma, and there's been like six different times that I think he could have ended up at Kansas this past 8 months, but he hasn't gone there. And there's been a few times I thought he could have ended up at Kentucky. I'd be shocked if he ends up at Oregon right now at this point. But I mean, Paul and B and Cardi, who I respect, says, you know, Oregon's a real option, or maybe he's just doing them a solid. I have no idea. But look, I think the way Kansas is operating right now in the portal is like Tyron Stokes is coming at the three spot. They haven't added a single guy on the roster visits that he's a starting caliber wing. Like Miller's a guy that you'd have first off the bench, not start for you. I don't expect them, unless they whiff on Tyron Stokes, to start looking. And a name to kind of watch out for that is, you know, I heard all the way back in like, I think March or something, Alan Graves from New Mexico, Kansas was looking at him, Kentucky was looking at him, Duke was looking at him. But I think that cooled off with, you know, trying to show that Tyron, like, hey, we're leaving this spot open for you. We think you should come here. I think Kansas feels pretty decent about landing Tyron Stokes. I don't know if it'll happen because he is as interesting of a character and player in the recruiting space than I've seen. So things can change. Nike can throw a $10 million bag and, well, goodbye, Kansas. You know, a lot can happen from now and whenever he announces. But I feel like the way they're operating right now is Tyron Stokes is a Jayhawk.
Jacob, by the way, headlines you missed. Tyron Stokes yesterday was wearing an Adidas jacket. So
he's just trolling the entire
guys. I don't care. Shreyas, why put up with it? The reason I asked that question is if you can use the same resources to go get players we know are productive and don't bring all of this stuff with them. Is that not a better option? Like, they had issues with the star freshman that wasn't trying to do all of this stuff, who was, by most accounts, I think you would say, a better prospect.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why put up with all this stuff? If you're Kansas, you don't have to.
I think they put up with this because the potential of Tyron Stokes going top three is good for the brand. He's a pretty good player. They've built relationships with him versus, you know, they probably have to go in cold for a guy like Yesufu, right? Like, they're probably competing with like a Duke, a UNC, bunch of other schools. Right now, it's just candidly, I think it's really only just down to Kansas, Kentucky for Stokes. I mean, Oregon is there too, but I mean, I find it hard to believe that Oregon is going to be the real contender. Maybe they're a silent contender and they end up with him and I'm completely wrong, but I don't know. I think, you know, you're at an advantage when you've been building this relationship with Stokes for a long time versus with Yesufu. Like, there's no guarantee that Yesufu is going to end up at Kansas. What if he's just bag chasing? Or what if he goes, I want to go to XYZ school because I've wanted to play there
forever.
But
isn't Stokes just bag chasing?
Yeah, but I think he also, like, the level of bag chasing is now just down to a few schools. I think there's a lot bigger list for like Yesufu to end up at. You know, school-wise. But I think, you know, candidly, like, I think if Stokes come to Kansas, I think Miller has a really good shot of coming to Kansas as well. I got to probably pre-write that story. I haven't done it yet. But I felt an inkling with the other two guys that committed, and they both came. I have an inkling with, you know, kind of Miller and one of Reeves or Bonk, you know, just kind of reading the tea leaves and kind of asking around. So, yeah.
Well, look, and maybe I my problem with it is, like, as I just, like, you squint at it and it's real easy to foresee problems with a Stokes-led Jayhawks team next year, to me. Like,
yeah, I mean, I
don't know that it's going to, I don't know, another freshman. These kinds of players typically in college basketball aren't leading their teams to the place Kansas is so desperate to get back to. Most of the time.
Candidly, I don't know what player is going to lead Kansas to the national championship.
Next year. Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. I just think when you have a roster turnover, 8 roster spots, you're just conceding the fact that you have to be perfect on like 6 of those roster spots when you pick them up. And I just don't think any team, like, I mean, yeah, theoretically they could make a deep run next year. Right. Like, I don't disagree with that. But to me, the minute Kansas roster continuity was two rotation guys from last year, in my head, I was like, yeah, this is the same thing as last year. We're putting them in a position where you have a brand new team, you have a theoretically really good freshman coming in, or somebody else equivalent who's going to be a new star. It's just, I don't know, it's just really, really hard. And I think we're in for the same thing next year, maybe a little deeper run than.
I mean, Michigan just won a championship with
doing Michigan it. Still had like three or four guys from the previous year's team sitting on the bench. You know, like there's some level of continuity they had. They also had freshmen coming in that helped. I know they had four major transfers. Like they were the four major transfers that, you know, helped them starter. But like, candidly, I just don't know if Kansas is the type of team. And I think we know this, and you know this, Jacob. Like, you're a Kansas fan. Build those best with teams that you had the chance to develop. Are you going to be able to develop a team over the span of a year? You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even a Kansas fan, but I agree with you. Like, I've watched him now for a decade and a half closely and followed him. And yeah, he does better when he's got older players that have been there a while. And yeah, your Devontae Grahams elevate and your Ochai Agbaji's elevate. But that ain't going to be Tyron Stokes.
No,
in
not.
2 years. No. Like, can it be one of these? Can it be Yesufu in 2 years? You know, that's I guess.
If Yesufu is good too, he'll probably leave.
Probably so. Year. And that's a different issue, I guess, and one that they'll have to deal with. We'll see. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Follow along with Shreyas. Follow his new podcast. And we'll wait patiently to see what happens with Stokes. We're going to Shreyas Lotta. We're coming back. Sports Daily, don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off. That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the high heat all season long. All season long, you can log into the BetMGM app and receive top-tier promos that put you in the batter's box and up the excitement for America's pastime. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat and every inning with MLB Same Game Parlay Boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB Odds Boost Tokens and MLB Parlay Boost Tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Please gamble responsibly. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Busey, banking is about more than numbers. It's about relationships. For over 150 years, we've been helping individuals, families, and businesses reach their goals with personalized service and local decision-making. Whether you're opening your first account or planning your next big move, we're here with the tools and support to help you move forward with confidence. Busey Bank, your partner for life's moments, both big and small. Member FDIC.
At Odyssey, we believe in creating a diverse and inclusive workforce. We also value the power of community and encourage local organizations to help us in referring qualified applicants to our stations. If you're a community organization interested in receiving our vacancy information, simply email equalemployment@odyssey.com. You'll be notified of all our open positions. That's equalemployment@odyssey.com. And for all our listeners, please visit odysseyinc.com/careers for a list of job openings at all Odyssey radio stations.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is...
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
Pump up the bar.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.